Hi, my name is Mike File, and I am the new board president at Vard. I'm doing the impossible job of trying to fill the shoes of Sandy Mason. As you know, Sandy was and is legendary in so many aspects of his life. A huge presence, lovable, hilarious, and sometimes even a little irreverent. He is deeply missed by hundreds of people and certainly by all of us at Vard. His dedication to this organization was so steadfast. His energy and passion in both creating and implementing its mission, as well as leading the organization, was unparalleled. Before Sandy died, we discussed the land use code and how it had the potential to preserve what we all love about the Valley for generations to come, limiting and controlling development in a responsible way. Sandy knew how critical passage of the code would be to the Valley's future. He and so many others worked for 9 years to put the many pieces of the puzzle together. They got us to this point, working to create a document that reflects all the right elements to keep the Valley from being overrun by irresponsible development. For example, instead of 2.5-acre subdivisions everywhere, the code will now require larger lots in some areas and promote plentiful open space. Farmers and ranchers will be able to continue farming and ranching because they'll have more flexibility with their land. And these are just two of the key elements of the code. Through many communications from Vard over the years, you have heard that the passage of the land use code is not only a game changer for the Valley, but it is, without a doubt, the biggest and most important thing to happen in Vard's 20-year history. With your gracious support, Vard and our outstanding staff have been able to play a critical role in this endeavor. We have influenced the county's understanding of good land use management, and we have helped guide the county to include essential sections within the draft code. And now, with the full backing of the county commissioners, we have the political will to get a new, enhanced, and responsible code passed. It really is interesting how things work. We have known all along how special Teton Valley is. But in an ironic way, the pandemic has shined a very bright and unexpected light on our pristine valley, highlighting it as one of the great treasures of the West. It became a place of refuge for many during the pandemic. As a result, we have seen real estate values skyrocket. This, of course, is a double-edged sword. At a time when the notoriety of our valley has grown, the land use code is now perfectly poised to help mitigate and even prevent what could be an onslaught of development. So in a sense, passage of this code could not be better timed and is of pivotal importance. As I said, many have worked tirelessly to get us to this point, and here's what you can do to support passage of the code. First, get to know the code. You can view the draft code at the county's website, at TetonCountyIdaho.gov. We'd also encourage you to attend one of the county's open houses on April 27th, 28th, or 29th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Drigg City Plaza. County officials will be on hand to answer any questions you may have. Second, please comment on the code. It's extremely important that the public speaks up in support of the new code. The best way to comment is through email. Simply email your comments to pz@teton.id.us. Your comments will then be placed on the public record and will be considered by the County Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Commissioners. Let me close by saying this. Getting the code passed certainly will cement the legacy of Sandy Mason, but equally important, it is also our legacy, which will have lasting impact for years. So many thanks for your generous support, and importantly, let's work to get this done. Thanks for listening.